بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فضل العالم على العابد كفضلي على أدناكم ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله وملائكته وأهل السماوات والأرض حتى النملة في جحرها وحتى الحوت ليصلون على معلم الناس الخير رواه الترمذي Hazrat Umama radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the superiority of a scholar over a worshipper is like my superiority over the lowest amongst you. The superiority of an alim over a non-alim, over the lowest amongst you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying the superiority of that person that has been given ilm over the lowest amongst you is like, or the superiority of an alim over a worshipper. So one is an abid, a person who's just a worshipper. He's not an alim, but he just worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the superiority of an alim over the worshipper is like my superiority over the lowest amongst you. He's like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's superiority over the lowest amongst you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Sahaba this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Allah Pak, his angels, the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth, even an ant in its hole, and even the fish in the ocean send special mercies upon the person who teaches good. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even that ant in his hole and even the fish send special mercies upon the person who teaches people good. Ulama explain why it is so much of reward. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this hadith under the virtues of ilm, the virtues of knowledge. Why is there so much of reward for an alim, a person who learns? Alim here doesn't mean like what we know, a formal alim who has studied. It means a person who has learned deen. And even if a person hasn't learned deen, but he's got some niyat that every day I want to learn some knowledge. So every day I want to gain some knowledge. So there's great hope that when this person passes away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at him, that this person learns something every day. And he had the niyat that he wanted to learn something every day. Allah Pak will raise this person up amongst the ulama. So anyway, why there's so much of virtue? Because an abid, a person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he just worships, he's not an alim, he just worships, he's benefiting himself, whereas an alim who's practicing, an alim who himself learned, he's practicing, and now he's propagating, he's not only benefiting himself, but he's benefiting many, many others, he's benefiting the whole community, and sometimes he's benefiting the whole world. So many people are making dua for him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the malaika, ahla samawat, the people of the heavens, people of the earth, to such an extent that even that ant in its hole, and even the fish also is making dua for this person. Why? It's because that person, when he's doing good, then everyone benefits. Everyone benefits. When this person is doing good, the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come down, that even the creatures of the heavens, the people, the creatures and the inhabitants of the heaven and earth, the animals, that land creatures is represented by the ant, and the ocean creatures is represented by the fish. Even the land creatures and even the sea creatures also benefit by this person doing good. So why should they not make dua for that person? Another side point from this is that we should look at who's doing ihsan to us. So many people have done ihsan for us. Ask ourselves if we make dua for them. Like our parents, so much of ihsan they made for us. Do we take our time to make dua for them? At least every day we should try and make dua for them. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah ali, he was the student of Imam Shafi rahmatullah ali. And for 30 years he wouldn't go to sleep without making dua for his ustad. Every night before going to sleep, he would make dua, seek istighfar on behalf of his ustad. That was his ustad. That was the amount of relationship he had, that every night he made dua for him. So those people like our asatiza, our ustads, our parents, people that have been kind to us along the way, we should never forget them. We should try and make dua for them. Yeah, a person is doing good. So many people are making dua for him to such an extent that even the fish and even the ants are making dua for this person because he's doing good. So they are benefiting, but they're not forgetting the person that is doing good. An Abi Darda radiallahu anhu qala sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul man salaka tariqan yabtaghi fihi ilman sahala Allahu lahu tariqan ila al-jannah. وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ رِضًا بِمَا يَصْنَعُ وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ لَيَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَتَّى الْحِيتَانِ فِي الْمَاءِ وفضل العالم على العابد كفضل القمر على سائر الكواكب وإن العلماء ورثة الأنبياء وإن الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما وإنما ورثوا العلم فمن أخذه أخذ بحظ وافر رواه أبو داود والترمذي. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that Allah Pak will make the path to Jannah easy for the one who treads the path in search of knowledge. Allah Pak will make the path to Jannah easy for that person who treads the path to learn knowledge, to learn ilm. The angels lower their wings for the seeker of knowledge out of pleasure for what he is doing. The angels are so happy for what this person is doing. He is learning deen, he is seeking deen, that they spread their wings under his feet out of happiness. All the creatures of the heavens and the earth seek forgiveness for the scholar, even the fish of the sea. The person that is studying deen, the person going out to learn deen, all the creatures of the heavens and the earth, they seek forgiveness for this person, for the scholar, even the fish in the water. The superiority of a scholar over a worshipper is like the superiority of the full moon over all the stars. Like how the full moon is, we see on the, when it's the 14th and it's the full moon, the superiority of the moon on that night over the stars is something else. The superiority of an alim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the superiority of a scholar and alim over a worshipper is like the superiority of the full moon over all the stars. The scholars are the inheritors of the messengers. The messengers did not leave behind for inheritance dinars or no dirhams. They gave as inheritance only knowledge. So whoever takes it has taken an ample share. Whoever takes knowledge has taken an ample share from this inheritance of the Anbiya alayhi salam. So therefore we should always try and increase our knowledge. Never think that we've got enough. Ilm is such a thing that a person continues growing and growing. Yesterday we did the hadith that a person continues and he continues doing good and he continues trying to seek knowledge right up till he enters Jannah. There is no stop. Continuously he tries to empower himself as far as ilm is concerned. Ulama give a few explanations. What is meant that the angels spread their wings under his feet? So the first explanation ulama give is that apparent meaning, the direct meaning, that literally they spread their wings under this person's feet. We can't see it, but they are doing it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that they spread their wings under his feet. Similar to the red carpet. When a person is honored, then he gets a red carpet. The red carpet is placed under his feet, so he walks on the red carpet. So like this, the malaika give him a red carpet experience. They spread their wings under his feet out of happiness what this person is doing. The second explanation ulama gives is the angels interrupt their flight in order to participate in the gathering of knowledge. That to participate in this gathering of knowledge, they interrupt their flight wherever they're going. They interrupt it to benefit from this. The third explanation ulama give is the angels humble themselves before the students of deen. This is an indication that they are humbling themselves by saying that they are spreading their wings under the scholar's feet. The fourth is the angels salute this noble guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just as royal guests are saluted. Such a favorable reception a person of deen is getting because of him striving to learn some deen, learn some knowledge. So every day we should make some niyat. As we explained, it is not very difficult. Deen has made, Islam and Sharia has made things very easy for us. A person makes niyat, for example, he's going for Jumu'ah Salah. Now he has to go for Jumu'ah Salah, but he makes niyat a little bit earlier, that I'm going to go early so that I can benefit and I can participate in the talk that takes place, so I can increase my knowledge as far as deen is concerned, and I can increase my practice also. I can be a benefit to myself. So now him coming out from his house to the masjid, he's getting the reward of a student of deen. Imagine, just he's going normally for Jumu'ah, but he's adding an extra intention. Or like that, the person is coming to the masjid, and he says, if there's some ta'lim taking place in the masjid, there's some kitab reading taking place in the masjid, I'm making niyat to go for that. So automatically he's getting niyat and his reward for his salah that he left for, but he's getting an additional reward as a student of deen that is coming out, because I'm going to learn something. Like that we can add additional intentions and get additional rewards. Another intention we can add is that if there is some sick person along the way, I make niyat that I will stop and I will meet him. If I get a chance, I will stop and I will meet a sick person on the way. He's getting a reward of leaving the house to visit a sick person. That also is a great reward. Or he makes niyat also that if any person in the masjid needs help, somebody needs help with a chair, somebody may need help making wuzu, somebody may need assistance, I make niyat to help a Muslim brother. leaving home, he's getting the reward of helping a Muslim brother. So like that he can make multiple niyats. He can make niyat, if there's my fellow Muslim brothers that are there, I'll meet them. So he'll get niyat of leaving home to meet a Muslim brother also. So like that there's so many niyats he can add, just by a person pondering and thinking, and inshallah this great reward, that he'll get the full reward of everything, just by increasing and including his niyat. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.